I'm being joined by Hampton Dumont Cal volleyball coach Sarah Miller, talking about the season so far. Coach, you're off to a 2-1 start. Ended up falling 3-1 to Humboldt on Tuesday night. I'll ask about that match specifically here in a sec. But big picture, 2-1 here so far. What do you like about what you've seen from your team here in this early part of the season?
I really like our leadership that we have, especially with our seniors, but including those underclassmen that we have on varsity currently. One thing that we've really been working on is just consistency. I feel like we had done that prior to last night. We had a lot of consistency and just putting down the ball and being consistent with passing and putting it all together. But I really like their just team atmosphere, really being able to rely on one another, making sure that they're picking each other up and being responsible for their individual responsibilities, but also as a team getting the job done.
So, 3 sets to 1, home loss to Humboldt last night in North Central Conference play. You did win the first set big. I think it was 25-13, 25-12, something like that. Unfortunately, then Humboldt wins the next three. What was kind of the biggest story in this one? What proved to be the biggest difference, you think?
We came out extremely strong. Obviously Humboldt wasn't playing, their top game with that, but we took advantage of it and we executed when we needed to. We put some blocks up, continued the plays, had great serves. Unfortunately though, and we've seen it a little bit so far this season, that set two, for whatever reason, we come in, just our mental game has just changed a little bit. We kind of get inside of our heads. Still need to figure that out and why, but our biggest issue right now is just our coverage. We really need to make sure that we are covering those tips, especially. So it's something that really did hurt us. And then not being able to put it down, we had some issues with some serve receiving. And so obviously, if you don't have a first good pass, you can't play your offense. So definitely some things to work on to prepare for tomorrow.
Yeah, and when it comes to your roster this season, looks like just looking at some things here, a pretty veteran team, right? How are they kind of looking to capitalize on the growth your program has seen these last few years? Certainly a lot of experience under their belts.
Yeah, a majority of these girls played varsity as freshmen, and I think that they are really hungry to make a statement for this team, and they're very much willing to put the time and the effort and the work in. And so I think that this team is ready to move mountains and to break some records. So they have big goals, and I think that this group is able to accomplish them. It's just making sure that we take one day at a time and put the things together that needs to be done to accomplish those goals.
So taking a look at some of your stat leaders so far, Aubrey Showalter and Charlie Morton have the team lead in kills so far. What are some of the biggest strengths that they've brought to the table so far this season here in the outside and middle?
Besides their leadership, they're two of our four captains this season, voted on by their teammates. They're strong, determined, dedicated girls that put the work in and put the time in. So being able to make that connection with their setter and literally just put that ball down in the correct area, I wouldn't want to be on the other side of the net when those two are hitting. They're just really fierce competitors and they have that drive to do what it takes to win.
And then it looks like you have another veteran at the setter position with Aubrey Groenewald. What can you tell me about her?
Yeah, she's almost, I believe, getting to that 1,000 career assist mark. And so she just has that competitive drive in her. She lays it all out. It's her responsibility to get that second ball. And if even if our pass is not there, she's going to get to it. So you better get out of her way because she's determined to make a play with that. But she's just continuing to soak up everything and do what it takes to win and to keep growing. She's very hard on herself. She expects perfection from herself. So she's always reflecting and trying to figure out how do I get better each and every day. So just really value that in her.
And when it comes to your upcoming schedule here, Clarion Goldfield Dowse here on Thursday night. We'll have that one on 104.9 KLMJ. Looks like that's a team that's kind of had your number here the last several years. But what do you know about CGD and what's going to take against them here on Thursday night?
Really just we need to do what we do best. And I think we're really going to be focusing on us coming in to practice today and getting ready for them. But they have one hitter that I know right now. She has 36 kills. And I think that that's kind of their majority attempts that go to her. So we need to make sure that we're ready for that block as well as for that tip coverage. I know that Indy, I think currently she was playing their setter, and we've seen her as a libero before. So I think we just need to be prepared, kind of keep our eye on her, seeing where she's at. But I know that they're a younger team, which does not mean anything. I feel like Clarion is always coached very, very well. And so they're going to be a great team. So I think we just, like I said, need to be prepared and do what we do best and really focus on ourselves to get the job done.
And when it comes to your upcoming schedule beyond that, I suppose it's probably one match at a time, right? But Belmont Clemmie here, a tournament on Saturday. I believe that's your first weekend tournament of the season. So get a chance to play a lot of matches there and then right back on the road next week to Clear Lake to continue conference play.
Yeah, we have a very couple of busy weeks, I feel like, because we also have then another tournament that following Saturday. But like you said, it definitely is one game at a time. We truly have to focus on that and keep on reflecting, keep on growing, but definitely focusing on Clarion first. And then yes, we will jump right into figuring out how to, I think starting a tournament, especially your first one, how do you get ready to play early morning on Saturday and then have that stamina to play all the way through? We have some great competition that we're going to be looking at, especially with Garner Hayfield, getting our first look at Iowa Falls. And so I think both of those opportunities are going to be great for us to see how do we match up against them. But our goal is let's get those wins and let's get to that championship round on that. So Clarion first, and then we'll focus on Belmont Tournament.
All right, anything else you'd like to share about your team before we wrap up here today?
I just, like I said, I love our community. I think that we've had fantastic community support, and I feel like the louder that our crowd can be, the better that we play. So just keep on supporting us and come to our games, cheer us on so that we have that extra fire that we need to be competitive.
All right, that's Hampton Dumont Cal coach Sarah Miller. Thank you so much for the time, and we'll catch you here in Clarion tomorrow night.
Yeah, thank you so much for your support. We really appreciate it.